Dr. Hawes, how are you?
Mr. Stewart, I'm doing well on this hump day. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. I need an update. You understand had a promotional photo shoot earlier today. Is that correct?
Yes, I just wrapped.
Video or still pictures? What are we looking at here?
All of the above. Yes.
It's big time promotional stuff.
It was
then,
one
huh?
of those where they had the giant fan and, you know, the women
waving the giant leaf
and eating grapes and all that. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Models running around in bathing suits. One of those.
And yet you still came and talked to us.
I didn't. Yeah, I'm here. I don't say I'm here in complete mind, but I'm here.
So walk us through a big time TV sports director promotional shoot. What are we looking at here besides the, you know, the models and the grapes and all that?
Well, it wouldn't be a photo shoot if it didn't start with a massage. So you got to have that.
What type of photo shoot are we talking about, Don?
And with then the robe, show? And then you get into your robe and slippers, and you walk on set.
Awesome.
And there's some people you have to get off the set because it's a photo shoot. Then they turn on the fan, and it all comes to life.
Mm-hmm. Don, you're killing me. Is this for the launch of another college football season? Is this what are they doing this for?
We are shuffling the anchor lineup, as they say, and they are starting a 4 o'clock newscast, and there's going to be an addition to the Alabama Tonight sports show that runs at 6:30. So all kinds of stuff going on.
Wait a minute. And are you semi-sort of but not really breaking news here on the show?
No, I'm not. No, I don't know. So what's going on this weekend?
you almost messed up, didn't you?
Hey, I got an update for your for anybody going to the Bama game. I don't know if you've talked about this yet.
Boy, you changed subjects quickly, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta a week ago at this time. I was in Atlanta for the opening of the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
And I did not realize. Have you been in Atlanta recently?
No.
See, I did not realize the construction for the new Falcons Stadium, which they haven't named it yet. It's going to be a corporate name, apparently. But the construction is right on top of the existing Georgia Dome. I thought they were building it, like, relatively near the Georgia Dome, but I didn't realize literally right next door to the Georgia Dome. So they wiped out, I asked the people over there from the Georgia Dome, they wiped out 1,300 parking spots. And the construction area around the dome is 1 million square feet. And I mention this because anybody who's going to Atlanta for the Bama game this Saturday, you might want to give yourself a lot of extra time because the construction zone and the barriers and the barricades are ridiculous. And this was on a Wednesday morning. I can imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow when the Ole Miss Boise State game is there, but more even than that, Saturday when Bama's there, traffic in Atlanta is horrible to begin with. You put 1 million square feet of construction area right next to a dome where you're going to put basically 100,000 people. That's going to be a traffic nightmare.
Hey, let me ask you, have you done MARTA before, the train?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't done it in years. Still a good way to go into town?
Well, I did it one time, and I was supposed to get off the MARTA at Phillips Arena.
Yeah.
And somehow I wound up south of Turner Field.
Mm.
I started getting a little nervous.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah. I had my wife and kids with me, and I wasn't sure we were going to be on board for the return trip.
Yeah.
So, but the convenience of getting, I mean, I think we got on the train around Buckhead or so and then took it in. Just make sure you get off at the right stop, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much the philosophy for all of life, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's very well put.
Most of our guests appear courtesy of the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. But I have had a text request/suggestion, Don. You appear courtesy of the T-Town Bud Girls Hotline.
Presented by Green Beverage. Bud Light. You know that. And literally, I love
T-Town, it. T-Town Bud Girls as well, right?
Absolutely. Is there a promotional pamphlet available of that where I could see? Because I'd like to.
I could probably send a message or won't even have to send a message. My guess, it was just heard. And if there is such a promotional piece, so to speak, we will be forwarding that on to you because I would imagine it will get sent to me fairly quick.
Or a promotional event. I would be more than happy to come support that event.
You are nothing if not a supporter.
I'm a giver.
Don Hawes, ladies and gentlemen, appearing courtesy of the T-Town Bud Girls Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Okay,
it
is game week. It is finally here. No shock that Alabama's starting quarterback has not been named, but would you be shocked if it's not Blake Sims for the opening snap?
Would I be shocked if it was not Blake Sims?
Correct.
So, let me see. I wasn't very good at school. So you're saying, what are you saying here? Do I think it's going to be Blake Sims? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You're still stuck on the T-Town Bud Girls.
and of course, I got this leaf in my mind. They were feeding me these drinks in this promo shoot. Anyway, I'd be shocked if it was Blake Sims. To be honest with you, I would. Yeah, I'd be really surprised if it was Blake Sims.
That starts on Saturday.
And that would surprise the heck out of me. Yes. I just think it's going to be Jacob Coker. I really do. I just don't think you can read anything of what Nick Saban's saying out of all these news conferences. But if you do try to read what he's saying, it seems to me that Blake Sims has a larger grasp of the offense right now than Jacob Coker because he's been in the system longer. And it would seem that maybe Jacob Coker is more suited to the system, but he just doesn't know it quite as well as Blake Sims right now. That's what I've gathered out of all the news conferences that I've either been to or watched. So that's what I can get. You think Blake Sims is going to be the starter? And I don't think
I'll
it matters.
I'll be very surprised if he doesn't get the first snaps. Now, I said this last night at an event I was in Montgomery. I would put it past Nick Saban to go Wildcat formation on the first play and just go direct snap to Yeldon and say, forget it. There's my starting quarterback for the first snap of the year. Because officially, that's how it would go down.
Yeah, that's true. That wouldn't surprise me. They've had a lot of success with Wildcat over the years. That would not surprise me either at all. But I don't think it matters. I think Saban has made that very clear. It doesn't matter. They're both going to play. It's going to be, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinion, it's going to be A.J. McCarron, Phillip Sims, all over again just 3 years later. And you know what? With the lineup that Bama has after this game, with playing Florida Atlantic and Southern Miss, I mean, I could see this going into the Florida Atlantic game, depending on what happens Saturday. Now, one of them may fall on their face, the other one may light it up, and that's very obvious. So we'll see. But Saban's done a good job of keeping this one in the vent, that's for sure.
Flipping it to the other side of the state, does Arkansas give Auburn a game, or is this one done by halftime?
I would tend to think this one's going to be done by halftime. That's the game that I'll be at Saturday, the Auburn-Arkansas game. I'm curious to see how Jeremy Johnson comes out and if he has any kind of nerves because he's starting his first SEC game and it's the SEC opener. But I think it's clear that he has the talent, and he obviously has played a number of snaps last year. So I don't think that'll be the case with him. I think this game will be over definitely by the end of the third quarter. But I'm still not sold on the Auburn defense. I got to see something out of this Auburn defense. Auburn can put up 49 points, but if they keep giving up 50 points, they're going to be in a little bit of trouble. And they're banged up on defense. There's no doubt about that. They've had a rough spring and fall in terms of injuries on the defensive side of the ball at Auburn.
All right, Don, you said you think Coker starts against West Virginia.
Yes.
We know that Jeremy Johnson is going to start against the Arkansas Razorbacks. How much does he play against the Hogs?
Well, a lot of that, and Gus Malzahn, I think, already knows. I know he already knows. But he's not. He's done a very good job of playing cat and mouse with the Arkansas coaches on this one. I think he's got to sit at least a quarter. I would kind of be surprised if it was a half, but if the game is going well for Auburn and Jeremy Johnson is playing well, I could see maybe Gus Malzahn really getting his point across and leaving Marshall on the bench for at least a half. So I think it'll be probably a quarter, maybe a half.
Asked the question earlier of our producer, Ryan McMunn. Better ratings tonight on television. The SEC Network documentary, the SEC Storied, on Steve Spurrier, or the ESPNU broadcast of Georgia State hosting Abilene Christian? Come on, TV guy.
Ooh, wow. I think I got to go ESPN because they have more viewership. That's from a TV standpoint.
You're taking Wildcats and Panthers over the old ball coach.
I'm thinking so. People want to see live bodies flying around in a football game. Heck, I sat and watched high school football last weekend. I never do that. I wanted to see Hoover and Clay Chalkwell play, but I literally sat down and watched high school football on ESPN last weekend because I wanted to see. And I watched that. What's the team that plays in the red turf? Eastern Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched some of that game, too. That's ridiculous. Whoever came up with that concept of red turf should be shot. That was so distracting.
We're forced to just look into it constantly and let their retinas burn out.
Did you see any of that game?
A little. I can't watch it.
No, it's
look, I love red. You know that.
Yeah, but it's like someone just
look at that.
It's like they threw up all over the field, and you got to look at it for 3 hours. It's not. It's not good. It's not good at all. Sorry for that.
All right.
Sorry for that analogy.
Big salacious story coming out of Morgantown, West Virginia. Have you heard it?
Well, I've been in a photo shoot all day, so what?
I'm sorry. Sorry, you've been creating your own salacious stories as Don Hawes joins us on the T-Town Bud Girls Hotline presented by Green Beverage. West Virginia starting quarterback Clint Trickett admits that his first kiss was, you ready for this? Nick Saban's daughter.
Wow.
Now, they were 6 years old. He said, please remember, for clarification, we were like 6 years old, just so everyone knows that. So my question to you, does Alabama chuck its normal defense and go all-out blitz every play until Trickett is buried beneath the turf of the Georgia Dome?
Just jailbreak because he kissed his daughter?
Well, the fact that he admitted it.
Well, the fact that they were six probably helps his case a little bit. Although, I can remember 6 years old with Kim Clancy underneath the stairs at her parents' house. I can remember that. So it can lead to trouble if you're not careful.
Yeah.
I don't think Saban's going to throw out the game plan because of that.
Okay.
I would be surprised.
Is there a bounty on Clint Trickett?
There could be. There very well could be. And by the way, Kim Clancy turned out very well. Very well. Saw her recently.
Yeah.
She aged well. She aged like a fine wine.
Facebook
so I was onto something when I was 6 years old. I should have become a damn doctor.
Yeah. My guess is you probably at some point in your past told someone that you were.
I did tell someone I was a plumber one time. I remember that.
Hey, always good to talk to you, Don. On that note.
We'll see you next week. Hey, again, if there's a promo of that Bud Light thing you were telling me, Budweiser
you
thing,
are
let me know.
Able to follow. Again, I am told you can follow at T-Town Bud Girls on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's what I was told.
And that's
T-Town Bud Girls.
That's the segment sponsor now. I like that.